on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
COSATU has called on government to step in to reduce job losses at the post office. More workers are expected to be laid off as the entity undergoes a business rescue process. 21 post office branches in KZN are among 235 that are set to be shut across the country this year. COSATU's Hangwane Mashau is calling for a solution to the retrenchments.
We reject the intended retrenchments at the post office because that is the continuation of a loss of jobs for many of the people who work in the SOEs. On the contrary, as COSATU, we believe that the SOEs should be assisted. Government should intervene aggressively.
Two KZN educators are being treated in hospital after being injured in a road crash in Ilembe that claimed the lives of two of their colleagues. KZN Education says the group from Ndwedwe, west of the Dolphin Coast, was travelling together when the accident happened last night. The department's Muzima Hlambi says a school principal and a teacher died.
MEC for Education in KwaZulu-Natal takes this opportunity to pass condolences on the passing of two educators who were en route to the workshop yesterday from the primary school from Ndwedwe Circuit in Lebe District. And two of them are in a critical state.
Money that was allegedly offered as a bribe to a police officer during a raid at a guest house in Belito has been forfeited to the state. An operation was carried out in March last year after the Hawks were tipped off about suspected illegal activities taking place at the property. It's alleged the suspects were committing fraud.
They proceeded there, they conducted the search and they seized computers as well as gadgets. During that operation, one accused offered a police officer this cash in order to not arrest him. And the police officer reported to the colleague and the money was taken, and he was charged for bribery.
KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says the Kwadukuza Magistrates Court granted a forfeiture order on the money.
In June, they applied for the preservation order to preserve that money so that it cannot be touched by anyone. And the accused failed to give a reasonable explanation why he should be given back his money. Because the money was used in a commission of crime, the state has a right and authority to forfeit that money. And on Tuesday, the money was deposited to the criminal asset recovery account.
And India is gearing for the largest and longest democratic election starting tomorrow. Nearly 970 million voters will participate. The elections will span seven phases over 6 weeks, with results announced on the 4th of June. 15 million security staff and voting officials will be deployed by the commission. The election is also said to be the most expensive in history. It's anticipated that 2,500 political parties will have spent 266 billion rand on campaigns. The top story, COSATU has called for the government to step in to reduce job losses at the post office. For Newswatch, I'm Tineo Pahlele.